Let's see what our art hounds have found for you to attend in the way of artsy events this weekend and next in the listening region. First up, there is a lantern-making workshop happening Saturday, February 24th at 1 o'clock at the Lindenville Municipal Building. And Lindenville community members are making lanterns for an event coming up on Thursday, March 1st, which you'll hear more about in just a sec. Up next is Mary Mathias. She's a writer with a group called Write Action in Brattleboro, and she's here to tell you more about the Friends of Brooks Memorial Library. They have a journalism discussion series, and they're showing a film this Sunday.
This film is Spotlight, the 2015 movie that won the Academy Award for Best Motion Picture. There will be a discussion following the showing of the film.
See Spotlight at 4 o'clock Sunday, February 25th at the Latches Theater with a discussion following the film. Josh McDonald is an actor from Essex Junction with more about Doubt, a parable performed by Essex community players.
This is a wonderful, engaging, and extremely thought-provoking drama. It's all about doubt and certainty and really about undermining the audience's expectations of what they know or what they think they know.
That play is Thursday, March 1st at Memorial Hall in Essex. And now more about Moonglow. Here's Catherine Dwyer from Lindenville.
First annual community lantern walk to take place on the full moon Thursday, March 1st at 6 p.m. at Lindenville's Bandstand Park on Main Street. Paraders will carry their handmade lanterns that they've made in free community workshops. Come and watch or join the march. Shine a light on Linden.
Moonglow, Lindenville's first annual community parade, is Thursday, March 1st at 6 p.m. at Bandstand Park in Lindenville. And finally today, Catherine Bloom from Charlotte wants you to go see Patty Casey and the Wicked Fine Players.
Truth in Advertising, I adore Patty Casey. Her songs are simple, moving, funny, elegant. Add in the mighty Colin McCaffrey and Patty's former Bluegrass Gospel Project bandmates Steve Light and Kirk Lord, and I just have no doubt that this is going to be a totally delightful and musically rich evening. Vermont is so lucky to have this venue and these masterful musicians among us, and you, as a listener, will be completely blessed to hear them.
That concert is Saturday, March 3rd at 7:30 at Spruce Peak Arts in Stowe. Find all the details you need at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.